Tour day. Half the world is in winter with temps in the teens or worse. Here it's 70s with humidity, but the sun shines more often than it hides. Jose at the front desk says it is busy in San Jose most of the year, and his hotel has more visitors from France than anywhere else. This morning, there's a large French group departing, part of a tour that will get on a bus and go somewhere else for a few days, then a new location, then another. Being a low-cost provider, this hotel fills a need for tour generators who need to keep prices down to capture travelers and market share. There's no reason this hotel formula wouldn't work anywhere. You buy a few houses next to one another, plumbing, bathrooms, and other refinements, and presto, you have a hotel that is like staying in a house. The furnishings and decorations are colorful, indigenous, typical of Costa Rica. Even if you wouldn't want to live in an old wooden house at home with bright paintings and door handles from the 20s, it makes perfect sense here. If I could take this hotel home in my suitcase and get through customs, I surely would. It's simpler, though, to leave it and come visit when I have a hankering. This perfect trip is where you return with less than you left with, have a full stomach, and don't start with something you don't intend to finish. If the grass isn't always greener somewhere else, the weather is better.